98.1 Power FM. It is Breaky with Nicks, and this morning we are powered by Harvey Norman in Muswellbrook Fair. And it is round one of State of Origin tonight, Queensland versus New South Wales. It is massive. Everybody is getting pumped about it. And look, he is an absolute NRL legend. He has played for the Brisbane Broncos. He has represented Queensland in the State of Origin. He is a Dally M winner and he is currently playing for South Sydney. Lottie Takiri joins me on the line. Lottie, mate, how are you this morning?
Not too bad. Nice and early, but off the training. How are you guys?
We are fabulous. Now, how are you feeling about round one for this year's State of Origin?
I'm pretty excited, actually. I think everyone up in Queensland will be very excited today. It's a big day up there, and driving to work this morning, there's a lot of New South Wales jerseys on the street as well, so I'm very excited. I can't wait for the game to start, and I know the boys will be pretty pumped. They'll be sleeping in this morning, so can't wait.
I was going to say to you, how does it feel that morning when you wake up, and, you know, particularly, I guess, game one, you know, we're getting into the first one of this year. How does it feel to be in that position?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the older guys will probably handle it a bit better, but certainly when I made my debut and things like that, I probably didn't sleep that well. I went to bed pretty late the night before because you can sleep in the next day, and you just wake up excited. You go down and have breakfast, and everyone's buzzing in the foyer of the hotel. You either go to the restaurant, or I think you go to the team buffet room where they serve it for you, and it's just a buzz. Everyone's buzzing. You've been buzzing the whole week, and
it's a big week, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a massive week.
And what about that moment in the locker rooms before you guys head out and running out onto that field? Just take us to that moment. It's a very few people have experienced that.
Yeah, well, I think you just get ready. I think a lot of guys do their own thing. And the moment when you pull on that jersey and you get given the jersey before that, it's pretty special. I know Queensland have different people who give you the jerseys, an Origin past legend. And you feel proud and honoured to be wearing that, and then I guess you get fired up after that, and with the speeches and everything else, and you walk out and run out with your blood boiling and wanting blue blood if you're a Queenslander, vice versa if you're a New South Welshman.
Now let's take a look at this game's lineup. I mean, Queensland are looking incredibly strong. Are they an unbeatable team, do you think?
I don't know about unbeatable.
That's good to hear for New South Wales supporters.
It is. I'm pretty scared, to be honest with you. You know, first games are always, you sort of don't know what to expect. New South Wales obviously picked on form, and they've got a few good players in there. One game won last year. So, I just don't know. I think New South Wales, Jared Haynes, always a massive threat. He'll be great again. I don't mind the front row of New South Wales as well, of Aaron Woods, Mike's Tigers teammates, and Robbie Farah and James Tarmel. They're playing with a bit of form at the moment, but Queensland pick on what the guys have done in the past, and they always seem to deliver. So whether it be game one, two or three, you know, they don't let each other down and they don't let the state down. So I think it'll be closer than what a lot of people think.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people in Queensland anyway are thinking they'll run away with it, probably the series. But I think New South Wales will surprise a lot of people tonight. So tune in, it'll be a great game.
We certainly don't want to miss it. There is plenty of banter and heckling going on around this area already.
Yeah.
Well, Lottie, thank you so much for joining us. You're off to training. And where are you going to be watching the game tonight?
I'll just be at home, actually. I'll do that, and I'll have a Maroons hat on and waiting for blue blood, as I said before.
Well, I will be wearing my Blues hat, buddy, but
hope you enjoy the game. I will.
Don't be so quick to put your hands up. 98.1 Power FM, it is Brekkie with Nicks. That is the party rock anthem to get us all in the mood. It is, of course, State of Origin round one tonight, Queensland versus New South Wales. It is going to be a big battle. It is a showdown. And the man who's going to be getting us through it, Ray Warren Rabs, is joining us on the line. Ray Rabs, thanks so much for joining us. Let's kick it off with how are we all feeling about round one of State of Origin tonight?
Well, I don't know how they're feeling, to be quite frank with you. I think if it was me, I'd be very nervous.
Yeah.
Most nervous, as a matter of fact, particularly the kids that are going out there for the first time. But I think they've got a very good chance of pulling this one off. I'm not saying they'll win, But my theory is simple. I think the New South Wales forwards might just have the edge, and that is where rugby league matches are won.
So if we look at the Blues, this team, I mean, as you said, a pretty strong team. We've lost 8 years in a row. What are the strengths as we go in? Where are our winning areas, and where are our weaknesses for the New South Wales team?
Firstly, you've got to understand that this is possibly the greatest combination of players ever put together for Queensland, and we're talking about four superstars and possibly five in the Queensland side. I mean, most of them will, I guess, be immortalised in the game when they retire. Now, in the back line, you've got Cronk and Thurston and Hodges and Inglis and Slater for a start. So I don't know that we're going to run rampant across the top of the back line, because I think that's what they'll be aiming to do to us. But I'm just looking at the names on paper, and I'm thinking Queensland might be a little bit down in the forwards. Sivanasiva's not there anymore, neither is Price, and Miles is going to fill in as a front rower. McQueen has been battling to make the South Sydney run onside. I'm just thinking they might be down a bit in the forwards, and New South Wales might have a chance there to win that battle. And if they can win that battle, that'll make it so much easier for the inexperienced halves of Hodkinson and Reynolds, the New South Wales halves. And if they can have a more comfortable entry into Origin, these two kids, they will do it off the back of the forwards winning the battle. So it's up to Paul Gallen and his band of merry men up the front to lead the way, and I think they've got a good chance to win in that particular area of the game. So that's why I'm thinking New South Wales have got a wonderful chance this year.
It's good to hear that they do have a good chance. I mean, the Queensland team is certainly an extremely strong team, as you've said. I mean, even players like Dally Cherry Evans benched. I mean, he's playing amazing, amazing football at the moment.
Well, you're right. You're spot on correct. He may well be the best player playing the game at the moment in the NRL. In fact, I think on form he is the best player. Now, his entry into the game will be governed by the situation on the school board. I understand that, but that's how good they are.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. That is how good they are. Dally Cherry Evans is on the bench.
And now, of course, you will be calling the game. We love listening to you. What is it like for you just before you launch into it? I mean, the anticipation for the players is huge, but what about yourself?
Oh, well, I expect the highest performance that I've got in me. That doesn't necessarily mean that I go to too much extra preparation. It's just that it gets to you, the fact that you know you're going out to a global audience these days, and across Australia you're talking to probably 3 million people. You've got to be careful. You don't let that get to you, I should say. Yeah, of course I'm nervous. Yeah, I've always been nervous. Even when I did my first match back in 1966, I was nervous. But Origin is something different. It's the pinnacle. It really is.
It is so special to everybody. We are very excited. We are hoping that the Blues can get it across the line. Rabs, as always, we are looking forward to having you take us through round one tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, I hope you enjoy.
Harvey Norman, Musselbrook Fair.
It's the Breakfast Show with Nicks on Power FM. The Harvey Norman, Musselbrook Fair. Number one for electrical and white goods.
Yeah, and it is State of Origin round one tonight. And boy, have we had a big show in the lead up to it. But hey, what are you doing for State of Origin? That's what I really want to know. I normally stay at home. I think it's the way that I kind of prefer State of Origin. But we were having this debate the other day at work. Is it more likely that you're going to stay in or go out when it comes to State of Origin? Now, I have a funny one, because I have to watch rugby out. I'm also a big Wallabies fan, so I have to watch the rugby at the pub, but I like to watch State of Origin at home. I tend to always go to one mate's house, or they come to my house. We all hang out together, pizza and a couple of beers. That's how I like to do it. I am out tonight for work, and I am really looking forward to it. I do love it if you can get a big group of people together. It is also great fun. But I want to know what you are up to this State of Origin night. 654-11981. Give me a buzz. Let me know, how are you hanging out for State of Origin? 654-11981 on Power FM. 98.1 Power FM. It is Brekkie with Nicks. We are powered by Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair, and we're taking your calls, 654-11981. Mike from Singleton, you've called through, mate. Do you spend Origin at home on the couch with your mates, or do you go to the pub?
I spend it at home, usually with who I'm living with. I grew up watching it with my dad and then just having pizza. So it's generally at home with pizza, whoever I'm living with.
I'm getting the feeling that that is the majority rules. Origin is better spent in having pizza and beer.
Yeah, I'd have to admit that. It's more fun yelling at the TV when it's just yourself.
Now, yesterday we were also asking, do you let your mates, if you have your mates over, do you let them speak over the commentary? What do you think?
Well, usually my mates are loud enough and trying to shut them up is not going to happen, so you kind of let them go.
Oh, that is hilarious. And are you going Blues or those Queenslanders north of the border?
Blues, of course.
Head online if you want to comment on it, facebook.com/981PowerFM. How are you spending your State of Origin? It is going to be a big game tonight, that is for sure. 981 Power FM, it is Brekkie with Nicks, and we are doing it this morning thanks to Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair. Now, Crossy, you have just arrived in here too. What, Richo was in here like, what, an hour ago? Now, you're here. Is it just a heckle fest on me today or something?
Well, that's a bit easy. You know, that's like saying, here's a big target to hit.
I am head to toe blue. I don't see you wearing any red over there in the corner.
Firstly, I don't actually have any red.
Oh,
or maroon.
Oh, and you call yourself a maroon supporter.
The heart knows what the heart is. I don't need some showy things to pretend I'm a Blues fan. You, let's be honest here. You don't really care, do you?
I do care. I care greatly. I do actually care greatly. Well, this is not a bandwagon that I've just jumped on, in case you wanted to know.
Maybe you need to get, you know, your team to care, because last 8 years they haven't been like they cared at all.
No, maybe you should have a conversation with your other head and work out which one is talking at one time.
Oh, you're so
now,
funny.
Now, Crossy, I decided that I wanted to get a bit more backing on my New South Wales argument. So I've got a few messages for you on behalf of New South Wales from the team here at Power FM.
Seriously, I would never go for the Maroons in my entire life. It's not about that they are from Queensland. It's just that they plain suck.
New South Wales 3-0, New South Wales by 10 in the first game, and if you're coming down to Sydney for the second game, please wear shoes.
I hope that all their Zimmer frames break and they have to hobble around one-legged on the field.
I'd like to think that all of the Queensland players ordered some food and they got the squirts during game day, and right, when they were, you know, holding their butt cheeks together for not letting one rip, and, you know, they were feeling uncomfortable all the way through the game. That's what I'm kind of hoping that happens to Queensland players.
Well, the reason it's so loud up there at Suncorp Stadium is exactly as Gallen said. You know, you get 50,000 people into a building that each of them have two heads. It means they've all got two mouths. There's 100,000 mouths. That's why they're the loudest. Two heads, two mouths. It's a double whammy situation. It's Queensland.
Oh, Crossy, I had to get some backing, you see.
You know what I notice about that and about this whole thing that Paul Gallen, I guess, started? Is that every single comment you seem to be making in that little audio bit is about how Queenslanders need to injure themselves or to eat something that doesn't agree with their stomach so that they, well, squirt everywhere. Nothing to do with the fact that New South Wales could possibly be a better team. Clearly, New South Wales already realised that Queensland are the better team. They are going to win, and they're hoping for some kind of act of God to see that Queensland can't win.
I got nothing, mate.
So, you know what? Admit it. Queensland is a better team, and you guys need a miracle.
I don't know. I have had Lottie Takiri on this morning. We have chatted to Rabs, and certainly they have both said that New South Wales is in with a good chance.
But they have to say that because they've got to be nice.
Well, I am going to go with it.
I'm the voice of truth, and I'm presenting you the cold, hard facts.
You're the voice of really annoying now, so I'm going to go with 98.1 Power FM's Brekkie with Nicks.